Great white sharks are becoming frequent visitors, too, in the waters around the island. A juvenile female nearly 3 meters long was detected in Gabarus Bay and then in the Cabot Strait. A Glace Bay fisherman, Herb Nash, has been hauling lobsters for about 60 years.
The weather's getting nicer all the time and the water's smoother. And when the water's smooth, you see more sharks and swordfish and everything finning. You know, the sunshine, they like getting the sunburn, I guess, but they're up on water finning a lot more when the weather's smooth and calm and that, eh? And that's why we're seeing more of them on top of water finning and just swimming around and feeding and that. But it's just the weather's getting nicer every year. Seems like it's getting better every year for us.
Nash says there were times when some of the ocean predators in the waters around Cape Breton were about as long as a transit bus.
I can remember years ago the big ground sharks were here. That was nice to see. Some of them were 40 and 50 feet long in that age, but I don't see any of them no more now. It's just a smaller blue shark. Like, they just, if you're out trawling that, they're throwing fish up on the hook as you're hauling your trawl back, and they're biting the bottom half, the tail, and half the body off. When you gaff a fish, all you got the head and the gills and a bit of the back, down the backbone a bit, and the rest of it's ate off, where they grab it from behind and just take a chunk of it. So they take about half the fish and the other half stays on the hook, which is no good to us.
Nash says orcas and sharks will be visiting more often because seals are a treat for them.
They are up here feeding on other marine life, and seals are they're big turkey, same as a turkey meal for us, I guess, but we all love a turkey every now and then. They love seals, so... And seals ain't helping us any because they're out there eating lobsters and everything else, eh? So the more seals they eat, the better I like it.
But he says seals are also hard on the fishing gear.
Now and then someone will get tangled up with a seal. A seal, especially if there's fish on there and the seal's trying to get it off. So now and then they'll get messed up in the net and if it's left long enough before the fisherman comes back to it, the seal end up drowning in there. But if not, then they can get out. Sometimes they get away, but most times they end up drowning themselves trying to get away from the net, ain't that so?
Nash says there is only one constant when it comes to the ocean, and that is it's unpredictable even at the best of times. He says the fishermen admire the DFO's work, but it would be appreciated if they would tap into their knowledge because they are the people who have hands-on experience.
You know, this computer model has helped them in that, but it would be nice for them, you know, to meet with fishermen, talk to fishermen, and ask questions about it and that, and at least our answers would be from experience and that over the years. Like, I'm 75 and I started fishing when between 12 and 13. I was pretty well done school when I was fishing. So I'm on at it over about 95% of my life.
The DFO, meanwhile, is asking people to report sightings of whales, dolphins, and orcas at the Maritimes Region Whale Sightings Database.